a midget. That doesn't sit well with anybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Love Bite.
Welcome, welcome.
Where we have no guests, so I don't have to introduce them. You know who you are. So remember I went on last week about how I was accused of not introducing a guest, and so I went out of my way to introduce yes. Master Fauna?
Yes.
So the person that did that was listening back, and he sent me a message like, oh my God, I'm the asshole. I'm like, yep, you're the asshole. I was like, by the way, I did introduce him, so fuck you. Just saying that now. Hi.
Your hair looks amazing.
Really?
No, it really does.
I got out of the shower like 10 minutes before you came and got me.
Oh.
So I'm clean. I'm clean. And I smell good too. I put smelly good stuff on me. I smell pretty.
So we have no guests.
We have no guests. We have no topic.
And we have no topic. This is What the Fuck Part 2.
Right. Right. You know, and it happens every so often. And I think that this is a good time for us to do What the Fuck, because next week we've got our Kinkapalooza, which is our anniversary special. Mm. An anniversary special, like, you know, NBC does that shit. I don't know. Well, Skid Row Studios does too.
Yeah.
And in it, we're going to have a 2-hour in-studio play party.
With our nearest and dearest.
And I, so far, I'm going to do a little bostonado on you.
Yeah.
Which, those of you who don't know, bostonado is the Italian art of foot torture. Oh. Yes. And then Gypsy, when some Gypsy wants some bostonado.
Yeah.
And then Subgirl just wants me to beat the shit out of her, which is fine. Like, yeah. Totally, let's do that. And yes. I want to do needles on Gemini.
I don't know how we're going to do all of this in 2 hours.
Clearly, I'm not going to be on the air much.
Yeah.
So that's how that's going to happen.
Hey, speaking of, I think I kind of want to try it.
What do you want to try?
Needles. I think I want to try it.
I'll do like a 25 gauge on you. Like, you won't even feel it. Like, you, when we were at our friend's house the other night and we did needles, you know, yeah. it was interesting.
Looked, yeah. And she looked so calm.
It's well, here's from Gemini, who loves the needles and the pokey things. Here's one of the things that she said about the way that I do it, which is why it makes me feel kind of special. Like with me, you kind of get all of the endorphins, but not the pain. Huh. Something about the way I do it. I don't know. I don't know any other way to do it. I can't. That's all I can
say. You have a special way of doing a lot of stuff. But yeah, I've heard that the needles is like the needles and the caning. Mm. The needles and the caning.
The needles and the mind fucking. It's a gift.
Oh my goodness.
So you've had an interesting week.
I think so. I've had an interesting week.
You've been doing a lot of drinking.
I have.
Which is why I think that's an interesting week. Did you like that?
Wow. Yeah.
And here comes everybody for the intervention.
I swear, I think I tweeted something about how I think I'm becoming an alcoholic. I swear to God, I'm not.
Did.
I'm not becoming an alcoholic. I'm not. Okay. This is just a one-off week where it's just like, not everything goes.
Yeah, no, you totally tweeted you were becoming an alcoholic. And it made me laugh because I'm like, no, you're not. No.
I'm a sweet, decent girl.
I know a lot of sweet, decent alcoholics, just so you know. So that's not going to save you. I just happen to actually know alcoholics and alcoholism, and I don't think that you're it.
No, I don't think I'm it.
So, you know, you're pretty safe. In my totally unmedically proven opinion. But I'm like wicked smart, so we can go with that.
You are.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Which makes you super sexy, too. I wanted to ask you a question.
Ooh. Ooh.
About degradation.
Okay.
And why, I mean, I get that it's one of those, I guess it's edge play. I get that, you know, some people are like, no, can't do that stuff because, you know, fuck up people's minds and shit. Which I'm like, really? Isn't that kind of the point, to temporarily fuck up someone's mind?
Is that the question before I jump in?
Go ahead, because I feel like you're going to get on a soapbox or something.
No, I mean, I think that the entire world of kink, and again, I don't lack for opinions on anything. I think the entire world of kink really is about pushing our boundaries on every possible level. And the fact that somebody would say that somehow, you know, water sports, pissing on someone, or even just general beating somebody isn't in some level degrading them. That's ridiculous. I mean, you're splicing hairs at that point. Fine. If you don't want to do it verbally, then that's cool. Hey, to each their own. And there's a lot of people I know that can't handle humiliation and degradation, or they can handle humiliation, but they can't go that extra level to degradation, which just makes my life so sad. I'm always constantly holding back. Don't say it. Don't say it.
Me.
No, you. But you've seen me when it's like, okay.
Yeah.
We had a guest in one time, and it was real. It was like, okay, there were a lot of off limits, and I was very, very different.
Yeah.
I was like professional, which it's not as fun.
No.
I'm so much more entertaining when I'm like off my leash.
No, you did not just do that. Oh my God.
I totally did.
This week has been interesting for you because you've been subjected to a little bit of humiliation yourself.
Oh my God. I have been not humiliated. I have been degraded nonstop for my lisp that I was having because of the tongue piercing, which I don't think sounds that bad, to be honest.
No. It's gone. The lisp is gone.
I am mastering my tongue as we speak. I'm the master of my tongue.
Ah. Hi.
I like to play with it in my mouth. That, my friends, is quotable. I like to play with it. Anyway, so I was from a lot of sources, not just from like... Yeah, everybody was making fun of me. You were making... Well, you were laughing uncontrollably. You couldn't stop.
I couldn't.
Laughing. So I have plans for that.
No, you don't.
Yeah, actually, I do. I'm going to clamp your tongue with shit and make you walk around and talk. La, 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 la. Don't make fun of the mistress. Thank you.
You know, it's really strange because I can't get the image out of my mind with the guy with the, you know, clamping
right.
down your tongue.
You were there.
I was there.
I was drooling everywhere. I'm like, blah. It was not a sexy moment.
And you guys, like, mistress is really silly. Like, she's super silly. Like, she's not, like, unless, like, you know, she's mad. Like, where she, like, not mad, but, like, you know, I'm going to discipline your bitch ass, whatever. Like, that's different. She's not usually very serious. And so this was one of those experiences where she wasn't, I mean, you know, it wasn't like she was at someone's mercy, but she kind of was. I mean,
was.
You know, she was drooling.
She couldn't move.
They had
my tongue clamped.
Yes. And let me just tell you, for a submissive to see their D-type in that kind of situation, it is kind of weird. No. Those things should not happen. That should not have happened. No. No.
It was
fucking with my mind.
Yeah, it was interesting. It was interesting because, you know. But it was great because, you know, I'm a full disclosure. Full disclosure. Stop it.
See, you do shit like that. How do you expect me not to fucking
because
laugh?
Because I have to make fun of myself because I just, if I make fun of myself, then it's done. Nobody else can. Well, I mean, they can. It's just that nobody does it as well as I do. So, blah. Anyway, so before we walked in to get the tongue piercing, which, by the way, kudos to Nancy. So, like, you know, we had, like, a really kind of stressful, like, couple weeks. Mom was in the ICU. And then before that, she was in the regular hospital. And yay, it's all fun stuff. Which, by the way, mom is back home, so yay for that. But the point was, I had a whole plan that I was going to get my tongue pierced.
Super stressful plan.
A whole plan that I was going to get my tongue pierced. And the plan was, okay, I'm going to get my tongue pierced after the show on Sunday. That was the plan before the hospital and shit. Because I figured that would give my tongue a week to heal before the next show. And so then I wouldn't sound like, you know, stop it, stop, stop, and all the laughy thing and... When my tongue was feeling like tight in my mouth and it was really weird, I'm like, but I feel so tight anyway, because that's how I sounded, because I wanted you all to experience it.
See, aren't you guys laughing too?
Right. It's actually, I get it. I was laughing too. It was funny. I just didn't like it. And so we're driving back from the studio and Nancy goes, well, why don't we do it now? And I'm like, what? She goes, call them. And I was like, okay. So I called them because I was just like, I was feeling very down. I'm like, I can't do this. No, I have to go to the hospital. I'm like, it was very woe is me.
Oh my God. So, yes.
You know, sometimes mistresses get like this. Yes. God damn it. Fuck yes. You all. Anyway, so then, you know, we did the thing and we're like, oh my God, let's go do this. And literally it took like 5 minutes.
Exactly.
It took longer to get there and back.
And I think your previous plan was a lot more like, gotta go through all these steps and I gotta do this. And like, yes. It was just very,
yes.
And then no, we got it done really quick.
It was very simplified and it was very nice.
I like being organized.
It was fantastic. See, this is why subs are good.
Yeah.
Organized subs.
Yeah.
So here we are.
Service.
Yeah. But before that, you were talking about degradation. Did you have like a question before I jumped on my little soapbox?
Well, fuck, now I can't remember because then you were all like, I'm going to do this to you.
I'm totally going to do this
bitch.
To you. I am.
I feel like there's not enough degradation in my life, to be honest.
There's not. I can degrade you all week if you want.
No. Really?
Want to come over? We have a lot of work to do.
We do.
We have a lot of work to do. Oh, we have a lot of work to do and my house is going to be largely empty. Which means you can be in just that little white apron, nothing else, be totally naked, and do all those things, which requires a lot of bending over. Oh my God, I totally want to work on your ass too, so we can do that.
I just got wet. No fucking joke.
We can do all that. Let's do that this week. Let's do that this week. And while she's speechless, because I have a lot of work to do, getting laminate flooring put in. And, you know, there's a lot of shit to do when you can put laminate flooring in. And so I, like, tasked her. I was like, you need to write this shit out and get a plan together so we can do this, blah, 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 blah. So yeah, we're going to do that this week. That's what we're going to do.
You know, I think it's really, I mean, we have a lot of, like, mundane things to do. Like, I think for some people, it's, what? You guys are kinky. What do you mean? Like, you're doing these regular people stuff. What are you doing with your hands?
Practicing.
Shit.
For this week.
Stop it. I have y'all fidgety and stuff. This is long.
So we got those new canes from Petsir. I want to use those. The big thick ones.
This is what happens when you tell your D-type that you want to be better at taking pain. Is that this thing happens and then she gets the crazy eyes like she has right now.
And I got that toy bag from Beast.
Yes.
And it's got some floggers that are like, I mean, seriously.
Well,
they will feel like heaven.
Fucking Beast. You know what he said?
What did Beast say?
Shakes fist.
Because
we were talking about his toys and I was talking about, you know.
I'm sorry, my toys?
Yeah, yes, your toys. talking about how I couldn't take the pain and he was like, oh, I'll recommend something in there that I'm pretty sure you can take. And I'm like, really? Because, you know, I'm enough to dig myself a fucking hole. I don't need you to fucking add to that shit.
Remember when we used to go to the dungeons all the time?
I do.
And we used to hang out and do the smoking with the friends?
Yes.
And we would have submissives that would totally throw each other under the bus?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember how often you got your ass thrown under a bus?
Yeah, but still. Whatever.
That's what you S types do.
Yeah.
And us D types just stand there. Keep going. Because we don't have to work then. It's called efficiency.
Yes.
Yes.
I like the humiliatrix in you.
I like it too. You know, it's one of those things that for me, it took a lot for me to accept that it's okay. For me to like humiliating people. It's okay for me to like that. Because, you know, it's kind of bitchy if you think about it. I'm like, the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
Wow. The shit I say is like really fucked up. Like really fucked up. but if it's welcome, you know, it's like, oh, okay, there's a yin to my yang. Okay, I can do this. This works because then I'm not just, you know, I'm not just being mean. I'm not being a bully. I'm being a giver.
Do you think there's any boundaries to that? Like, I mean, okay. But I'm saying like, let's say, because even I don't know how far I can really take in terms of humiliation and degradation.
Yeah, yeah.
But let's assume, for instance, that there was no bounds, that, you know, Do you think, not, and I don't mean like you specifically, but do you think for D types in general that there are lines where it's like, nope?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's going to vary from person to person. You know, some people are just not going to be comfortable with mocking a certain thing, whatever it is. I probably, oh no, never mind. I don't know if I have any lines. On that, I was gonna be like, yeah, I wouldn't want to mock intelligence because that's really, oh, never mind, I've done it before.
Yeah,
hey, I don't know if I want to mock, oh no, never mind, I've done that before. So I don't know. I don't know yet. I haven't stepped into that area. I haven't discovered that minefield about myself that I would be like, I don't want to do that.
Oh man. And what do you, okay, so, because I know what I get out of it. I know how, like, awesome it feels for me, but what do you get out of it?
I get, like the equal and opposite awesome. You know, I don't know. I mean, it's like, you know, if you get all subspacey, which, you know, you do, like, I get all top spacey. Like, I get all, ha-ha, like, I don't know, like, power hungry, like, I'm this crazy person going, maniacal laugh. Like, that's my little inner person doing that with a podium and and I have like banners and shit and people are goose stepping around me. That's what goes on in my head. Welcome to the what the fuck episode.
Wow.
Well, that's what happens in my head. And it made me blush.
Yeah, it really did.
So shit like that will make me blush when I reveal like a deep dark secret. And that's the kind of deep, dark secrets I have. They're fucking stupid. Like, that's stupid, but, you know, whatever. Yes, that's it.
If you would like to contribute to our What the Fuck episode, you can call in.
But only if you're good, because if you're lame, I'm in the mood to just hang up on people.
You've been put on notice.
I'll just be like, hang up. I don't want to talk to them. And then I'll apologize to Lim later.
So that number is 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. If you'd like to come in, call in and say something lame and then have Mistress hang up on you.
Yeah, you're warned. I'm just saying.
Horrible. We're just horrible people.
Yes. Yes, we are. No, we're good people. We are really, really good people. Ask all our friends. Oh my God, we got to hang out with two of the most amazing women.
I had the most fantastic time ever.
So Gypsy, that she's not allowed to play board games anymore.
Nope.
We were talking on Twitter today about how, oh my God, there needs to be a sex cranium where it's like the same exact things, but hold on, caller, I'm in the middle of a topic, so you're just holding on. God damn it. So it's the same, you know, exact kind of things. There could be star performer, date ahead, word, whatever, but it's all sex or BDSM related. And I said to her, yeah, but you'd still be like, oh, ooh, butterfly.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. There's
that. All right, fine, caller.
All right, then. Hello, caller.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Howdy.
How are you?
Fantastic. And how are you?
Trying to clean my boat and listen to you two.
Well, you know what? Now you got to say something good or I will hang up on you.
Well, I'm trying.
Okay, go.
No. Oh, we can't. No.
What?
I was interested about this, about what you were talking about with Nancy, about how you were going to punish her for the making fun of you. What else have you got in mind?
Oh, see, I just, you know, I have a starter point, and then from there it just goes and turns into whatever it turns into. I'm not, like I've said this before, I'm not the kind of person that, like, thinks out my scenes from beginning to end, because that's exhausting. And I like to be very organic, and I like to go with the moment and really kind of go with how the bottom is doing. So if the bottom can handle more, I'm going to do more. If the bottom can handle less, I'm going to do less, or I'm going to mix it up, that kind of thing. So, but yeah, there would definitely be mocking. Ooh. And I went on hands and knees scrubbing floors.
Yes?
Nancy, when you see that what you're doing, what you're accepting is exciting her, does it encourage you to take more? Do you find your limit being pushed?
You know, it gives me like this increased sense of satisfaction, because when she's all happy and glowing, like, oh yes, let's do more. Yes, let's do more.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, and I mean, it doesn't hurt that I get really aroused. So there's that.
She does. She gets so wet. It's awesome. I'll do like wet checks too.
Shut up. Oh my God.
What?
I'll do wet checks.
What's a wet check?
A wet check. Oh, when I reach in between her pussy lips and see how wet she is.
Wet check. Oh my.
And then I take that moment to call her a slut or a whore or a harlot or a trollop, whatever word comes to mind at the moment. She gets all hee-hee. She loves it.
Well, keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, Beast.
Oh, my God! What the fuck? That was him? This is him?
That's Beast.
I'm going to stab you. I'm going to stab you because you've called in and you like my favorite foods. I hate you on principle alone.
What's wrong with that?
Because, you guys, listeners, I feel like this is, it's like, okay, because you're not, no, done. I'm done. I don't want to talk to Beast. That, yes, exactly that. I'm so unhappy right now.
All right, good night, Beast. We'll talk to you later.
Good night, ladies.
Really, really, that set you off?
Oh.
Because he likes your favorite food?
No. Oh. I just wasn't ready to talk to him.
Too late. He called in.
It was, you know, not ready.
I'm just letting
that.
You know, we had a show and you put the number out, people are going to call.
Son of a bitch.
So, well, that might be true, but, you know, I can't verify it.
Oh,
people.
Damn it. Anyways.
Yes. Anyway.
I feel so flustered now.
You do. It's fantastic.
No, it's not.
It's so cute because I can make it so much worse. I can throw things at you. God damn it. I need beans. I want to throw beans at you. Beans. Throw the beans. I have pennies.
Ow.
Actually, I might not have pennies. I think I used pennies at the...
That's going to hurt.
Pennies don't hurt.
Oh my God, yes,
they're
they do.
They're 6 feet away. Don't be a pussy. A silver, this gold dollar would hurt, though, so I won't...
Yeah. Look, it would appear that we have another caller.
Hello, caller.
I think this is going to be fantastic. Wait, he's not there yet. Because Nick is great, and he's screening this caller.
Oh, we're getting screened.
Oh,
I feel so professional.
We're legit. We're totally legit. Well, then, there's that. Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
Fantastic. Going. How are you?
Fine, how's it going? This is Anubis.
Hi. What's
Hi.
Up?
Hi.
Nothing. Just hanging out, listening.
That's it? I'm going to fucking
that's
hang
it.
Up on
it's
you.
It's an exciting life.
Don't hang up. Stop. Don't do that. Don't hang up on people.
Interesting.
Please.
Interesting.
Stop it. Stop. Stop, please.
Well, then you better milk something interesting out of him because time is ticking. Mistress
wow.
is a tapping. Milk, 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 milk.
What? You go ahead.
You were talking about the humiliation.
Yes, and what would you like to say about that, Anubis?
What was that?
And what would you like to contribute to that topic?
I was curious about the level of seriousness and or observation that you may take from, like, normal activities of Nancy and how you would twist them into play.
Well, that's an everyday occurrence. Let's start with that. And mostly the everyday kind of vanilla things that happen and that I turn into some level of humiliation. I'm very, as you might guess, I'm very playful. I like to laugh. Uh-huh. I like to joke a lot. So let's take when she cleans my house. I do a lot of race play with her when she cleans my house. And it's not me, it's her. So she has this thing with her best friend where they want to have a Mexican house cleaner whose name is Rosario. Rosario. I never get the name right. Rosario. But Rosario must speak in broken English. So when she told me this, I was like, oh, it's on, bitch. That means you have to be Rosario in my house and speak broken right. English. But I never remember it's Rosario, so I call her Rosa whatever, which I think is super disrespectful. And I go, Rosa, ¿dónde está? And I just say really loud things, and I don't speak Spanish. And then she looks at me, and she says something to me in Spanish, and I'm like, God, fucking Mexicans. I can't understand a goddamn word she's saying. So, like, that is a very vanilla situation that turns into humiliation, right. Which a lot of people would not be okay with. By the way, this is negotiated, so she's right. Okay with this.
Totally okay.
But so that kind of thing, and it turns into humor and joy, and she's almost always wet because of it.
Yeah.
There you go.
We both have such a great time, though. Like, such a fantastic time.
Whistle while you work. Yeah. Humiliate while you work.
And I think if other people were, like, flies on the wall, they'd be like, what the fuck is up with these two bitches? Why are they so crazy?
Now, that is true. Now that is true.
Well, there you go. Thank you for milking me.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoyed the milking process. We are milkmaids.
Indeed.
Have a good one.
Indeed.
All right. Good night.
What the fuck?
Oh, man.
Wow. We are what the fucky.
You know what, though? I got to say, what with my fear of the penis and all of that, recently the men that I've met or have made contact with are very nice. As in, like, you know, they're not dicks. I mean, they may have a dick attached to them, but they're not assholes, you know?
Hmm. And is this making you rethink your disdain of the penis?
No.
You're still like, it's penis.
Oh, gross. Okay, so we walked into the studio and there was an inflated condom. And for more than one reason, it just really made me go squick. It was just not okay.
Yes, but like a good mistress, and as if it were a spider, I killed it.
Yes, I was so my hero.
I was the knight in shining armor. The nitrous mistress in shining armor, which is pink today.
Mm-hmm. It was the best. I love that you take care of me.
That's my job. My job is to take care of you.
But, you know, sometimes I want to take care of you. You realize, like, there's sort of like the alpha lesbian that comes out, and I'm like, I'm going to do all of the things for you. You're going to be my princess. I'm going to take care of you.
Oh, I'm going to be your princess? I'd like to see how that works out.
That would not work out well, obviously. Obviously, that would not work out well. But, you know, I totally have those moments. And then it's like, wait, no, let me put myself on check.
I've seen you do that, by the way. I've seen you being like all, well, and all it takes, it's so great, is a look. Like she gets like all, well, and you could see she's like physically like puffing herself up to do whatever this thing is to like make a stand and tell me something. And all I got to do is look at her and be like, really? And she's like, no.
No?
And she gets all meek and she goes,
I'm going to go over here now.
I'm just going to become a little mouse in the corner now. Yeah, that's true. That's a true story, people. That happens a lot, actually.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. Like the, you know, you were going to come and attack me and like rape cuddle me or something.
Well, maybe.
That's the look.
Maybe I just decided at the last minute that I didn't want to. And
was the last minute when I turned around in the kitchen and caught you and you got terrified and you froze? Was that the last minute?
No.
Oh, okay. So when did you make that choice?
Like when I walked in the door?
So the sneaking up on me in the kitchen was not a part of that?
No.
No. No. You're the worst liar ever.
Hey, you know what I'm looking forward to?
What?
January, The Grew. It's coming back.
The Grew. Oh, my God. No, I'm looking forward to my birthday more.
Oh, well, yes, because we're going to have, it's going to be fantastic. And then,
yes.
Like a lot of, it's going to be a lot of fantastic.
You have to figure out this fantastic, but I agree. I want to call it Kinkpocalypse.
Ooh.
Kinkpocalypse.
I like this.
Yeah.
Birthday theme?
Birthday theme, Kinkpocalypse. My mother's not invited. Just so everybody knows.
Just so you all know.
In case you were wondering.
But yeah, but Gru.
I know. I love the Gru. Nobody probably remembers what a Gru is. We have so many new listeners.
Yes.
It's a Grey Dancers Rope-tastic Unlearning Conference.
Wait.
Unlearning.
No. Unconference. No. It's, hold on. Wait a minute.
Unconference experience?
No.
I got the important parts of the Grey Dancer Rope-tastic.
No, it's Grey Dancers Rope-tastic Unconference Extravaganza.
We get to bedazzle his cock.
Yes.
We get to bedazzle his cock. He said at the last Gru we could.
Yes.
I'm going to get my hot. Didn't he take the hot glue gun? Or do we have to use like Elmer's glue?
Elmer's glue.
I'm doing it, man. I'm going to glitter his fucking cock. He won't be able to have sex because I have so much glitter on his cock.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, so this is Grey Dancers Rope-tastic Unconference Extravaganza.
Extravaganza.
And it's January 26th of 2013.
All over it.
Yes.
Y'all who are not in LA needs to come to LA for this. It is so amazing.
Wouldn't it be so awesome to broadcast the show from there?
It would be awesome to broadcast the show from a live remote location, Nick. Jeremy.
Yes.
Powers that be.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure it can be done. It can be done.
Power!
Fantastic.
Let's do that.
So yeah, if you're not in LA, you need to come to this thing. It's basically, it's a kinky think tank. Everybody's there. They share different ideas. People hold classes. I mean, like, you go and you take all of your toys. You take everything, and it's just awesome. Yep. It's made of awesome.
It is. It's made of awesome. And you meet and connect with people on such an amazing level.
Yeah.
It is so great.
There was a couple of male
Red Dragons.
Yes.
Yes.
And
fantastic.
You know, my experience with male heterosexual DOMs is really limited, and they were so great.
Yes.
They were very nice and just awesome. You know, very respectful of everyone. And I mean, you know, I think that they get a bad rap. You know, I think that, you know, people look at male DOMs and, you know, they're like, oh, you just, you know, want some girl to, like, you know, suck your cock all the time. But, you know, what?
Which yeah, sometimes they do.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, you know.
I get that.
And that was really refreshing for me. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's I want to do that. Bad, big. And then we get to see our sweet, fantastic Demjins girl, who I miss.
Yeah.
I miss.
Yeah.
She gives good kisses.
Oh,
good kisses. And she has great boobs.
Ooh, pillowy.
And, maybe Spunky can come out.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Spunky, come out.
Come out wherever you are.
Anyway. All right, so enough about the group.
What?
Which is fantastic. But, you know, that would be, that was so much fun.
So much, and
so much fun. But, you know.
Hey, when are we going to go to a play party again?
I don't know. When are we going to go to a play party? I was thinking Friday.
Yes.
It's Femme Fatale.
Yes.
Yes. Hey, isn't Ms. D doing a knife class?
She sure fucking is.
Friday.
And apparently she has, like an entire, like, suitcase devoted to knives.
Friday.
Yes.
I say we go to the knife class on the Friday with the Ms. D, and then we do the Femme Fatale.
Yay.
Go do a play party.
So that's what we'll be Friday night.
Right, so now we know. I want to go to another swingers party.
Yes.
I heard Lady Isadora went to one last night.
Yes.
There's some hammer and king time, but no hammer. I guess it was a 25-year-old Marine twice.
Well then.
Well, there you go.
Good on ya. Yeah. Good on ya.
Yeah. Welcome those troops.
Yeah.
Be goddamn patriotic. Well, okay, so I say this for a good reason. So in my past, I have a thing about men in uniform. Love them.
I like women in uniform.
Right? Because they're hot. Anyway, so back in my youth, I kind of dated every branch of the armed forces. And my sister made a joke. And she's like, well, yeah, because you welcome the fucking troops. And I was like, hey, okay, yeah, I might have done that a few times. Okay, fine, whatever. So yeah, there's that. So that's why welcoming the troops is my little joke.
Well then.
To the world. I still like the uniform.
Aww.
But I don't like the firefighter. It's not a hot uniform.
It's not?
Have you seen firefighters? I mean, they're like big. It's like they're wearing luggage. They're walking around in fire retardant luggage. And I get why. I mean, you know, they're walking into fires and shit and they need to be protected. I totally get that, but it's just not hot. It's just not hot. I have now gained an appreciation of hot medical personnel in the past few weeks and gained a de-appreciation of unhot medical personnel in the past few weeks. There was a woman with a mustache that would rival any man I know.
Damn.
And I'm like, ow, that's ugly. And then there was this nurse who was, goddamn, she was a fine motherfucking bitch. She was fucking fine. And then there was this EMT, and I wanted to bounce quarters off his ass. I just wanted to do that, which seemed really inappropriate when he was trying to put an IV in my mom.
Yeah.
But his ass was in my face the whole time. What was I supposed to do? I don't know.
Wow. Wow. You're...
Again, very inappropriate.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to say so.
Sorry. Sometimes I'm inappropriate. It happens.
When are you not inappropriate? Let's face it.
That's true.
Fucking face it.
That's true. That's true. It just takes those who don't get it, who don't know that I'm being inappropriate, which works for me.
So you know something else that's really cool that has happened that we found out today, actually? I don't know if you saw it. That our downloads have, like, increased exponentially.
I saw something. I thought that was for all of Skid Row. It was for all of Skid Row.
Yeah. Which is pretty cool. I mean, you know, Skid Row's, it's not a huge, huge studio, but it's awesome. It's just awesome. I mean, those of you who have been here, what are you doing?
Shut up. Just go on. I'm fiddling with things that nobody can see or know that I'm doing.
You guys, this is what I mean. She's a very silly mistress.
I'm a very silly mistress. And I'm not even drinking.
You're not. Water. Which is really concerning.
I'm playing with a coaster. That's it. I'm playing with a coaster. I guess I'm going to turn it into a penis-shaped thing, and I didn't mean to. So, how about them Dodgers? I don't know fucking shit about baseball. I think it's baseball season.
Well, now all I can think about is that weenie that I was chomping into.
And oh, my God.
Of me. So, on this fantastic night that we were with Subgirl and with Winsome Gypsy, I got a little hungry. Okay.
Right after my fantastic meal, you got hungry.
Well, no, it wasn't right after. It was later in the evening, and you know,
after much drinking.
Yes, after much drinking, and I went into the refrigerator and I pulled out a
turkey hot dog.
Yeah, turkey hot dog, mm-hmm. And made sure to grab it with a napkin so I wasn't actually touching it. And I proceeded to eat it from the inside out.
Yes. Well, so here's the thing. She's sitting there and she's holding like a hot dog in her hand, like you would hold a really small cock in your hand. So everybody imagine the grip. You all know what I'm saying. And then she was taking it to her mouth. So everybody knows what I'm imagining at this point, that the lesbian is taking this phallic shaped item to her mouth and putting it inside of it repeatedly. See what I'm saying?
I was not sucking it.
She was putting it inside of her mouth repeatedly to bite it.
Yes.
But they lingered, which of course makes me kind of like, hey, does she feel about this? I got some boys.
Not
you could
good.
Do some work on.
No, fuck no.
But what if they have really small cocks?
Ew.
Oh, so you want a big one?
No. Even bigger, ew.
That's what I'm saying. I think smaller would be less offensive.
No. No. If it's, I mean, either way, no matter what the size is, no matter what the color is, it's not going to be okay.
So even the bedazzled, even the bejeweled.
Are you suggesting that you want to put Grey Dancer's penis in my mouth after you've bedazzled it?
Oh, God, yes. Like, you have no fucking idea. Yes. This sounds fantastic. Can we do this? Great answer.
Oh, you're being serious. Wow.
Please? No? No? Come on.
Well,
mistress is crushed.
Well, no, maybe if there's no actual contact, like if it's fully encased and his penis does not make actual contact with any of my body, then yes.
I see a FetLife profile picture coming up.
Fuck.
Nancy with bejeweled cock in her mouth. Okay, so she's eating this hot dog, and I make a tweet with, like, wow, Nancy is enjoying a hot dog way more than a card-carrying lesbian should. And she's like, I'm eating it from the inside out.
And I was drunk, and I said, if anybody ever puts their penis anywhere near me,
This is what you would do then.
I will do that.
Yes. Yeah. Which, by the way, there's a lot of cock and ball torture enthusiasts that would be like, please. Let me go get you that grapefruit spoon to start nibbling upon my peni.
Ew, gross. Oh my God, I was tumbling the other day and I accidentally stumbled upon a picture of somebody's severed penis. It was not okay.
Was it a detachable penis?
No, it was bad. It was really, really bad. It really scarred me.
Yet you didn't reblog it.
Fuck no. Fuck no. Hell no.
If only for your mistress.
No, it was bad. It was, like, not okay.
Was it, like, a medical thing? It wasn't, like, a fetish thing?
No, it was not a fetish
Weird.
Thing.
Okay.
It's really not okay.
Was it the Bobbit dude? You know what? You bring it up. Where am I supposed to go? I'm not going to be all nice and be like, okay, I will stop talking about the penis because you don't like it.
No, it's okay. I understand. It's, you know, I've accepted that this is going to happen.
The mocking of you with the penis?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Such a, you know, I mean, it's okay. I totally get it.
You know that's not going to work with me, right? I'm not gonna take pity on you. Poor widow Nancy. No, that's not gonna fucking
it's
work.
It's worth a shot.
No, it's not. No. It's futile. Resistance is futile.
Cause yeah.
Bye. Woo. You know, there's some things I tweeted earlier today being like, hey, is there anything y'all want us to talk about on our What the Fuck episode? And there were a couple. There's actually a couple that I think should be full on episodes.
Really?
Yes. One, excuse me, I burped and didn't use the cough button. Hashtag cough button. Inside joke. the one that I thought that we could actually address in this exact instance was, how do you deal with somebody who is aggressively coming like after you in a romantic way or in a DS way, and you've made your intentions clear, but you're trying to be very civil, but they're not listening?
Intentions being that you're not interested.
Yes, the intentions that you're not interested. And I already know my answer, but I'm interested to see what little Miss Nancy would say.
If someone were being aggressive, I mean, here's the thing. There's a line, you know, and if you've already tried being polite about it and you've already tried just kind of being... and you want to preserve the friendship or whatever it is, I think there comes a point where you just need to be like, all right, back off. If you have any interest at all in preserving our friendship, you need to stop.
Okay, and they don't.
And they don't. Yeah, because I'm not good with that. Because I don't deal with bullies very well. Because that to me is bullying at that point.
Yeah, no,
you know? I just, because for me, like, if that was happening to me and, like, I told them to stop and then they didn't, I'd go to you so that you could take care of it.
Let mistress handle it. Yeah, what I very briefly had said and what I would encourage is, like, look, you know, if you've tried all civil routes, honestly, then you would have nothing but a lack of civility to go to, which is, you know, look, back the fuck off. This is not something that has any interest. You got to, you know, puff your chest up and say no and give, you know, that one last opportunity literally before you figure out a way to, you know, sever ties. If this is somebody who keeps calling or texting or emailing or tweeting or whatevering, then, you know, there's a way to block them on each and every single one of those digital paths. Thank goodness for, you know, the digital frontier. You can block them on all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Because guess what? They're going to keep it up. You don't have to be aware of it. Because in my opinion, most oftentimes when someone is doing that and you respond, that's it. That's all they need. Oh, they responded. Even with its, oh my God, you're fucking crazy. Oh my God, they responded. Because sometimes they say the most outlandish things just to get your attention. Just to get any, just iota that, wow, you exist to them.
Bad attention is better than no attention.
Exactly. So if a person cannot go through all of these ways to like block them or whatever and can manage to ignore them completely, then that's great. But if not, you know, it just filter their shit so you don't ever have to see it, because then you will never respond. And they're ostensibly gone. And yay! And guess what? You're right. You're not going to salvage a friendship. But the truth of the matter is a friendship never existed with a person like that, because a person like that has no ability to have a friendship because it's about them and them alone.
Preach.
Soapbox.
That's good. That was really good.
Everybody take that.
Oh my God, can you believe I actually have a soapbox with my name on it?
You have a soapbox with your name on it?
I do.
I don't know what this means.
Oh my God, when you come over next time, I will show you my soapbox with my name on it.
Okay. I feel like you need to bring it in studio next week.
No.
I'm gonna beat you on your soapbox.
No.
Why can't I beat you on your soapbox?
I don't know.
See, there's no logic to that. So,
because it has my name on it,
which means I should beat you on it.
No, it doesn't say Nancy on it.
I think everybody who's coming knows that.
No, actually, they don't.
Oh, fine. I have duct tape. I can cover it up.
That's true.
And then write Nancy over the duct tape.
You and your duct tape. Jesus Christ.
I'm fucking bringing duct tape next week.
You know what? No, fine, whatever. Do whatever. I don't know what you're going to do with your duct tape, because, you know, you're always like, I'm going to do this and I can do this and I can do that. And then there's no actual doing of anything with the duct tape.
Well, because here's the deal. Duct tape is great, But it does have limited uses, to be quite honest. I mean, you know, I'm going to preach the duct tape thing, especially in House Improvement, let's be honest. If I can't fix it with duct tape and caulk, it can't be fixed.
She said caulk.
C-A-U-L-K, pervert.
Don't give a fuck.
Although caulk does fix a lot as well. but in the kink world, you know, it's limited in what I want to do with it, because I don't like to have limits. I always have these limits put on me with duct tape because it's kind of somewhat permanent at the wrists and I have to cut it and wah, wah, wah. So, you know, I like to have variety and, you know, that's important to me, and flexibility.
It would appear that we have a caller.
Caller. Okay. Make it good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't hear anybody. Nobody talks to me anymore. Forever alone.
No, she can't hear you.
No, I can hear him now, but nobody else can. So I'll just be forever alone here. It's okay. Oh, I can't guarantee that, Kaylin. I might very well hang up on you. Depends. Make it good. All right, let's go. What's up, girl?
Hi.
I got a quick question for you on what you just talked about.
Yep.
What do you do with a sub that has the possibility to be retrained? Do you still do all those things? Do you still block him? Do you still ignore him? I mean, I think he's got the potential to be a good sub. But
so you mean someone who is harassing and isn't not taking it? They're not getting
it. It's not that he's harassing. You know, he's just had a previous mistress that, well, screwed him up pretty bad.
Okay.
And it's possible to undo it. But it's going to take an awful lot of patience, and I don't know if I have it.
No, that's the question that needs to be answered.
Yeah.
If you have the patience, then great. If you don't, then don't. My thing is that, you know, I have no problem training people, but I have a big issue with fixing fucked up shit.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at.
And that's the thing. That's the choice. If you want to do that, then that means that you're dedicating your time to it, and then shut the fuck up and quit bitching. Or just be like, dude, you're not right for me, and I'm sorry, and good luck.
Well, and you know what? And here's another aspect that I think you may want to consider is, are you up to the task? And because you may end up doing more damage. You know,
That was my exact point. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, that was my exact point. That's why I called to ask you. Because
and
I'm like, I don't know. I think I'm too new at this to be able to even do this. To be taking this crap on, you know,
you're
just obnoxious.
It's a very real scenario.
Yes, I think that a lot of times people get, you know, really excited and super, just like, I'm going to do all of these things, and this sub's going to be awesome because I'm going to train them, like I'm going to train a dragon and blah 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 blah. And then, but then, you know, you realize that at the very core of it, we're all still human beings and we're all very complex, you know, and I mean. How many times have people gotten into relationships thinking, oh, I'm totally going to fix this person.
Oh, God.
All these problems that they have, I'm going to take care of everything and just make them brand new.
Oh, to be young and stupid again.
So, I mean, I think that's a trap that someone can easily fall into.
Right. And that's exactly where I was at. I was I don't know if this is such a good idea. Because this kink is different. And I'm used to it. And it's exactly what you were talking about. The cruelty and the humiliation, and I agree with you. You know, I do that. You know, I may not admit to it, but you're right. You're absolutely right. I do that. But his level is, let's see, how can I put it? What is the term he uses? Feminization?
Oh, that's
and cool. I have never done that.
Oh.
You know, I have never been really exposed to that. You know, she cockholded him. She made him dress in maid uniforms. Full out, whole bid. And I'm going, okay.
So you're talking about how
he did a bigger mind fuck on him than I've ever seen. So
you're saying that it for yourself, for where your skill set is at, the
right.
things that he's been trained to do are a bit far out of your reach.
Exactly. And that's what I expressed to him repeatedly. I'm like, oh honey, I don't think, you know, you're not quite getting what kind of and I'm, you know, I've got confidence in him saying, no, look. This is what I do. This is how I do it. You don't like it, I'm not doing anything else. You don't like that, can't get on board with that, then no, we're not even discussing it. Done. But, you know, when he first started, he said, no, I'm okay with that. No, I'm okay with that. And then he started bringing out this other crap. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. This is what we discussed. We're going back to this, you know, and it keeps going back to, but this is what she did. But this is what she did. And I'm almost to the point where I'm saying, fine, go fucking find her and have a nice life.
You know what? We're gonna answer. We're gonna hang up and then answer the question on air, just so you know. But thanks for the question, Caleb.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So for me, that is about negotiations and about fit. It's okay for one of the two parties to not know something. If the other one does, there's nothing wrong with the submissive, you know, guiding and educating a dominant in whatever this given task is. And it's okay for a dominant to be like, I need to learn this. I don't know this. It's okay. By the way, dominance, it's okay to not know something. It's okay to seek out resources. It's okay to learn. It doesn't make you a bad dominant. You know what? In fact, it makes you a better dominant. But what is most important for me, especially in that particular scenario, is that they're not on the same page. You know, that clearly, whatever it is, I don't care what page they go to, it doesn't matter to me. But there needs to be a very frank discussion about what the needs and wants of both parties are. And it sounds like she's running into the scenario where she's getting top from the bottom. And so they might just be a bad fit for each other.
Right.
You know, and I get that that's really difficult for people to accept on both sides. It's difficult for a submissive to accept because when you feel like you have a connection with somebody, you want them to be your everything.
Yeah.
And so you're willing to turn a blind eye to everything. But the truth of the matter is that if you get accustomed to a particular kind of play or a particular kind of feeling, especially if you've been with somebody for a long time, and I find that there are challenges with people that have been with like pros a lot because you get accustomed to a certain thing. And then when you go lifestyle, it's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. I happen to not know if Kaylin's pro or lifestyle. I really don't. But it's one of those things where when you naturally will go back to those things, to those drives, to those things that you want. And if you're not on the same page and you're not trying to figure out how to manage this relationship, then it's going to be doomed, mm-hmm. you know? And so, yeah, it sounds like there's a lot of talking that needs to happen over there.
I if there was something that I was interested in and I wasn't sure if you were, you know, if your knowledge was there or, you know, like for instance, with it was really hard for me to really bring up humiliation and degradation with you for the very first time. It was really hard. I mean, like, I thought about it for a really long time before I actually said anything.
Wow.
Because, that's where my desires are at.
Right.
And, you know, it's never been, that's something that no one has ever, ever fiddled around with.
I like to fiddle.
I know you do. but, you know, it's hard to bring that up to your D-type and say, this is what I want. And you're not even sure if they have that skill set or mm-hmm. if they're even interested in that. I mean, it takes a lot of courage, you know?
Agreed. It does.
And by the same token, I think that, you know, I think that it takes a great deal of humility on the D type's part to say, you know what? I don't know anything about that.
Right.
I have no idea how to even go there.
Yeah. And from me, I know that when I had things presented to me for the very first time and I was like, I don't know, you know, there, you know, it takes the humility to say, I don't know, and then to seek it out. But there's a huge fear. For every skill set that I've learned, I had to overcome some kind of fear. Like, you know, I'm afraid I'm going to hurt somebody. I'm afraid, you know, I won't enjoy it, whatever. And you don't know until you try. That's just the truth. So you have to kind of go through that whole emotional kind of, you know, brouhaha before you can ultimately get to the point where you realize, number one, what your limits are, your true limits, because we have so many limits in the very beginning because we're like, oh no, I would never do that. Oh, I mean, I remember the first time I heard water sports, I was like, ew. Of course, it reminds me of the time when I was 19 and I worked in a porn shop and some guy offered me $300 for me to pee on him. And I was like, ew, no. But you know, now I'd be like, fuck, why didn't I take that $300 goddamn? I could have used that when I was 19. But it's one of those things where now I look at the limits that I had in the very beginning and I'm like, wow, you know, I really overcame all of those fears. So, and that's the same for both sides. Both parties need to address that there is a fear component to it. And there should be. It's a healthy fear.
Yeah, I think anybody who's like, I think anybody who jumps into any sort of play just like so eagerly like that without, you know, even just questioning themselves just a little bit. I'd be scared.
Well, you know.
I would be scared of me. Like, for me, I'd be scared.
I might have done it a few times.
With me?
Not with you, but I'm just saying in general, like, when I'm jumping into something new, it's like, yes, let's let's do that.
Yeah, but you
and
know
I
what?
I jump in with both feet, and I want to poke somebody with needles, and I want to suture someone's ass.
But you're different, though, because, yes, you will jump in with both feet, but you do all the, you get all the information. You gather all of the information about it before you
do
it. And
I get somebody to teach me.
Or, yeah, or you get someone to teach you.
Well, no, I gather the information, and, like, I mean, and, like, I, okay. like, I, there, none of the things that I've done have I not had somebody actually teach me to do. So, yeah, I do my own spin on things like my needles and whatever, but I learned it from somebody who's very experienced, because otherwise I would have had way too much fear to be able to begin, because I'd be like, what the fuck? I'm not going to poke somebody with needles if I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not a medical professional. Besides, they go for the veins and shit, and I'm not a phlebotomist.
Ew.
Phlebotomist.
Don't do that to me ever, please.
Don't. I'm sorry, you asked me for needles in the beginning of the show.
No, but don't go into my fucking veins, man.
Oh, no. I don't want to do that. Although I have sutures, I can stitch you up. Yay. Stitch.
That actually sounds kind of, we'll see.
Love this show.
Do you feel like when we do this show, this is like the most of the time, this is the time when I'm like, okay, maybe we could try that. I don't know.
I don't know. I think the more that we spend time with other kinky fuckers and we talk to them and you're exposed to more and more things, I think that's when you go, oh yeah, no, that kind of looks okay. You know?
I think about a year ago, I was really apprehensive about that.
Yeah.
Like really apprehensive about being exposed to anything that was not even remotely close to what I wanted.
Because everything you wanted was perfectly normal. And there's words that, like, they were very fringy.
Yes. Yes. Fringy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, what?
We're almost out of time.
No way.
1:30.
Oh my God.
Next week, you have to tune in an hour earlier.
Yes.
Next week we are going on at 2 Pacific time
mm-hmm.
through 4. And why? Because we're going to do a 2-hour live in studio play party.
Yes.
And Nancy might be fisting somebody. There might be some fisting going on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm definitely going to be doing some beat on and stuff, and we're going to have people run around with microphones, and yay, it's going to be pandemonium.
It is. I have no idea how we're going to do this.
We're
going to
do it.
But we're going to do it.
We're going to do it.
We're totally going to do it.
We're going to do it. You know what? Make sure you subscribe to us on the iTunes so that it automatically downloads to you, and then if you can, you know, write a review and say how funny we are.
Yes.
We'd appreciate it. Or you can even just say how sexy our voices are. We're totally fine with that, too.
Yes.
We're not below that.
Nope.
And then follow us on the Twitter, where I am Insidious Muse.
And I'm Service Slut.
And there is the_love_bite. And then like our Facebook page, which, you know, is oddly enough the Love Bite, too.
Yeah. And turns out, if you like it from your vanilla profile, it doesn't show up. Like, it doesn't, you know... Mm-hmm. Your name doesn't show up anywhere.
Nancy's a kinky bitch.
Shut your face. Your name doesn't show up anywhere on the Love Bite page. Like, it's not like anybody can go there and be like, who so are these positive. People that, like...
All right.
Oh.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
com. This is Keith Coogan. Tune into the call sheet Saturday nights, 8 to 9 p.m., and I promise to sound like I'm always on Quaaludes.
Hello, this is Melvin Ishmael Johnson, inviting you to listen to the Courtroom Report Monday at 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time at www.skidrowstudios.com. We discuss issues that's relevant to the Skid Row and downtown community. Tune in and check us out.